holding Vahine Shalosh Tefillos Tikkun Mashik Nasagdol, I believe. Okay. Hine, he says. So he had said, he spoke about the Mile of Kal Yisrael, and Yemin and Smoil and No Netiya this way, that way. Vahine, he says, Shalosh Tefillos Tikkun Mashik Nasagdol B'Shabbos, Chutz Min Tefillos and Musaf Shik Na'atzmo. Shazak Nasagdol were attacking three different Tefillos and Shabbos. It's highly unusual. Most of the Yom Tovim, it's the same tefillah through and through. Chutz Yom Tovim Sof Shiv Ha'atzmo. Ato Kiddashto, Yisach Moshe, Ato Echot. V'chol tefillah in Yom Yuchot. Each one of these is something else. In other words, there are three different Shabbosim in Shabbos. In Yom Tov, it's the same Yom Tov. It's Pesach, morning, evening, and night. Whereas Shabbos is different. So the first thing we have is that it's a day when HaKadosh Shabbos Melacha. That's step one. Ubetfilas Yisamoyeshe Tiknu. So the second Shabbos is a Shabbos where Klal Yisrael is nivdal from Asylum. וזהו מדרגה שנייה שיש לשבס. המדרגה שליס כשבס הוא אחד. והפרש שיש בין מה שהשבס הוא אחד, ובין מה שניסקה לפני זה בתפילת יסח מוישה, שישראל בוכה השם יסברך בהם, ונבדול מכל העמים. וכן השבס גם נדבר כל יומים. כי מה שבוכה השם יסברך בהם, אין זה מועל שישראל אחר לגמרי, כי אין זה לא שם, עד שכל תופלת ישראל. וזהו מועל ישראל היוני שהם עם אחד ואין זה לא שם. Okay, after the Umis interact Shams is Israel. So he says the following. In the Chshivas of Shabbos and the Chshivas of Klal Yisrael, you have three Madregas. Let's speak about Ruchnias. I can be Miyaches Ruchnias in three ways. First of all, I can point out that there's a Metzius of Ruchnius. That's one. The second step, I can say it is the most important aspect of the Bria. And the third thing is, I can say Be'etzim, it's the only Teichen of the Bria, and everything else in the Bria simply, it becomes part of it. In understanding the truth is, when we speak about being miyachir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it goes in three dargas. We first thing is we maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being elyon on the aretz, being the Elohim, being the one that's the has the shlita and the shult in the world. He's above everything else. And the third one, which is the deepest havana, is that everything else be'etzem, there is nothing else, because everything else is neveah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is there to finalize some accomplishment HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That same thing is true with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a Metzias. Klal Yisrael has a Metzias as being Mochashir Umasaylam. Klal Yisrael has a Metzias as being the only Ummah. And if other Ummas are to have a Metzias, it's only B'Teiras Shamash and Tefal Yisrael, the Teiras that they fit into the puzzle. And it goes by Hadraga. There's no, you can't jump to the last one. You go step by step by step. If you think about also, there are three Shabbosim, three big Shabbosim in the Bria. There's Shabbos Bereishis, there's Shabbos Matan Torah, And there's the Shabbos of Yom Shekula, Shabbos Nuchal Chayalamim. Those are the three Shabbosim in the Bria. Each and every... So the first Shabbos of Bracious is the first Manasra. And Mikoyach, that Shabbos, all the Nivroim are equal. Mitzad, my Sabracious, there's no difference in anybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything in those days. And B'mela Shabbos Mekorach, that is Be'etzim Shach, everyone. Shabbos of Matan Torah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave... Shabbos of Matan Torah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah only to Yisrael. So amongst the Umas Olam, he chose Yisrael. It doesn't negate the kim of the other Umas, but it makes Klal Yisrael the most important one. And we say Shabbos Habonim Mikol Ha'amim. The Lossed Lovoi, it says Oz Efne. Oz efnel amer aretz besofa brura, likre b'shem Hashem, la'avdoi b'shem echad. In other words, lasid lavoi, they will shelter to Klal Yisrael. All of the tefillas of asikul maguda achas and so on are neveya from the pasuk that it's very fascinating, because the pasuk says oz efnel kol amim besofa brura. The Gemara says it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara speaks about whether you can be Mekabel Karbanis from Goyim or the Chashan and Revia. And the Gemara says, it says, Lassid Lovoid, they'll bring cold Sain Kedar. So how can you accept, according to the Blas, how can you accept those Karbanis? So the Gemara answers, no, Shiny Lassid Lovoid is Oz Efna La'amim Kulim Besof Abura. So the Gemara says, Dilma the Hadrim Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's only Nagea that they won't be Avodah Zarah. In other words, they'll be Makin the Gaza Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara answers, La'avdei Shechem Echad Ksiv. It says La'avdei Shechem Echad. So in Rashi's Madgish, it says that they'll worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Klal Yisrael does. So whatever mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael has, they're going to have as well. So if Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv to not has a yisod b'rivei, they'll also have the yisod b'rivei, they'll be nisa and so on. So it's very, very fascinating. They're not worshiping, they're not being revea behemoth, is not revea because they're mekayim the Torah mitzvah atzmam. The Torah doesn't say, ozefach safaru el kalamim, that's the way I would write it. It's l'ov shechad means that l'osed lovi, when there'll be this gilui, there won't be a chiluk between umas and Klal Yisrael, and b'meila, whatever Klal Yisrael is, that's what they are. So it's not that mikoyach de shmiras mitzvahs, that their personal shmiras mitzvahs they shtoltzu to Klal Yisrael, but because the chilukim between the possibilities of somebody hearing a muffled version of Hashem and somebody hearing the whole version of Hashem is erased. And all the Masoilim shtoltzu to Klal Yisrael. That's where their kiramitz is neveah from. So those are the three Shabbosim. And connected that is each one of them is connected that. So Kimoshe Basit Ait Basit. Ramchal says in his tefillah, in his Kitzur Kavanos, that the all these psukim Yehudim of all the tefillahs of V'chein Tein are miyusir on this tikkun, which happens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become the only shilton in the Bria and so on. Bein Larach Mokum Zeh. Ubeze Yisrael amechot she'ein zulosam, v'chein haShabbos ve'echad. So Klal Yisrael is an amechot through this, and Shabbos is one also. The word one has two connotations in Lashon Kodesh. It has a connotation as one out of a group. He's the number one basketball player in the country. So that one is it's a superlative. It describes him as being better than other people, and in a certain way, you need the others to be mavlit who you are. I can't say that you're the best basketball player without being mashed with other basketball players. Then there's a echad, which means only, and in that case, the pshat is nothing else exists but that. So when Shabbos is echad, means that there's a way of looking at Shabbos as being the most kaddish of all days, which is true, but there's a way of Shabbos saying that all the days have a kiyum because they shtel tzu to Shabbos. Hayom rishon b'Shabbos, hayom sheni b'Shabbos, hayom shlishi b'Shabbos. In the Lashon the Gemara, a week is called a Shabbos because be'etzem it's a Shabbos that has a hachana of all week long to build up to a Shabbos. So be'etzem Shabbos becomes when a person says every day Yom Rishon Shabbos, 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 he's shtelling ois all the pieces as coming together in Shabbos. I was also in a Kiruv camp in here in America. He had a cook. He was a Breslover, American Breslover who had made Aliyah. He certainly would come and cook in the summer, make his parnasa. The guy was fascinating. I mean, the person had tremendous abilities. He once told me that he could, if you give him the ingredients, he'll tell you what it's going to taste like. He never made the same thing twice. Extraordinarily gifted in his field. And one of his called Mishagasan or whatever, he would put up a pot of chicken on Sunday and let it cook until Shabbos. And that was chicken soup. It was an intensely brown color. I mean, it was concentrated like anything. So, kapanim, that's his way of doing the Atah Echot. Besides the fact, so one dagger is that it's more chashev and so on, and finally there's a dagger that is unique. Then he brings the Chazal. He's speaking here. His point is basically headed towards why it is we say it on Shabbos Dafka, and the inyan of that this is the most appropriate time of the week to say it and so on. The Medrash says there are three that are made on each other. Shabbos v'Yisrael meet on Kadosh Baruch Hu she'echod. Kashor Shabbos meet on Yisrael she'em am echod. Kadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael meet on Shabbos she'em menucha. K'mo yishu b'tura chayim v'toysis per kam l'chagiga. U'mashom ha'sha Kadosh Baruch Hu meet on Shabbos she'em menucha. Dov ze gam ken sha Shabbos hu echod k'mo she'izbaya k'ma she'em menucha mo'er she'echod. Let's talk about this a little bit. This is a point that he makes in many places, and let's explain it. The whole musig of menucha and tenua meaning flux, motion, is relates to two states. When something is in a is not in its state of shleimus, it's in motion. On an atomic level, on a molecular level, when you have atoms that are missing electrons in its ring, it looks for those electrons to be mashed in it, because it's not reached its state of perfection, and it's going out and looking for other atoms that will join it, so that it can fill itself up. When you have something that's in an unstable position. It'll keep wobbling until it ends up in the most stable position that it can, until it's laying flat on something and so on. If something is disintegrating, it disintegrates until it reaches a sort of a final state of this is its simplest format, and it'll stay that way. Whenever you have something that is in motion, you're telling me that there's more to it. This thing itself has another state, another form, another position that is more natural to it. When something has come to something that's a rest, that's when I can say this is what it is, and it's there in its entirety. In other words, the echod has to do with menucha. Menucha, he says it all over, and it's almost a taich of it, that anything that's not betnua is not in its final state. That which is bemenucha has reached its final state. The echod means it is what it is. It's not going to become something else. It's not missing something. It's not adding something. It's totally there. Just like when we say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyoch Deis Echad, one of the things that Rambam says that it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have parts and pieces. He is. That's his Metzias. B'meila, everything that is Echad, that's B'menucha, is also Echad. So Shabbos being B'menucha is same thing as Klal Yisrael being Echad and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad. You couldn't really say it in those words on Klal Yisrael, the word Menucha, because Klal Yisrael still perfect themselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't want to use the term, but in Shabbos, the term is most apropos. So that's the piece here. Okay, I need to hold it here. Okay. It's going to go. It's just a little bit pressed for time. Okay, so I guess we'll pick up Cheshvin again, Ritz Hashem. Wherever you... And if you happen to be around this neck of the woods, drop in if you... Okay, David. Agmar Simataiva. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's it. Right. Right. Correct. It right. Right. It's not different. Someone in Eish HaTorah once, long time ago, was listening. So I said, let me make the following statement. If I tell you that this person is a wonderful person, he treats everybody like his father, so your first reaction is, wow, that's really nice. I said that same statement says that he treats his father like everybody else. It said, if you're not miyachid, so umas olam, like the Mishnah says, chaviv adam that's nivra betzalim, and b'meila you need to be mechav there. You know, chibi yaserin adas lehem the Yisrael. The yachas is good and better rather than good and bad. Yeah, that's very, very true. Huh? Let's see. Have you started going out yet, in fact? I hear. Well, certainly not